With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israeli attack in Qatar. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston with reaction from the White House.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the U.S. received prior notice about the pending military strike and gave Doha a heads up.
The president views Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the United States and feels very badly about the location of this attack.
Leavitt said the Trump administration views the bombing inside another sovereign country as unfortunate, but also said eliminating Hamas is a worthy goal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency signing a deal in Cairo to open the way for resuming cooperation. That includes ways of resuming inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities. Authorities in North Carolina facing sharp criticism over the fatal stabbing of a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train last month. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Charlotte stabbing victim story is heartbreaking.
This young lady, Irina, survived Ukraine. She fled amid the deadliest land war in Europe since World War II. She fled to the safety, or so she thought, of the United States, just to have her life senselessly ended by someone who should have never been allowed to walk freely.
DeCarlos Brown Jr. has a lengthy arrest record, 14 prior criminal cases. The Supreme Court is granting an unusually quick hearing on whether President Trump has the power under federal law to impose sweeping tariffs. Justices agreed Tuesday to hear the case in November. Apple has rolled out the next generation of iPhones. It includes the new ultra-thin model and a slight price hike. iPhone 17 includes a model that will adopt the Air name. This is SRN News. The annual UK March for Life taking place over the last weekend. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
About 10,000 people turned out in London to voice their support for the unborn. And while it's a fraction of the 100,000 that might show up for the March for Life here in the U.S., it's still a significant number. Abortion and euthanasia are being expanded by lawmakers in the United Kingdom, and pro-life advocates say it's more important than ever that pro-lifers make their voices heard. The law now forbids even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a book called Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade and says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one rather than a whole handful of Supreme Court justices. SRN News. A new rule allowing the United States to scrutinize a person's views when applying for a green card isn't designed to target political beliefs, but to identify support for terrorist activity. When considering the applications, that's the word from Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow.
We've always done this to a degree. We've just expanded it to make sure that we're looking at certain applications, especially those coming from the F1, from the student visa world and moving into maybe another type of benefit, maybe an H1B, OPT, a green card, something else. We want to get a sense of what was the activity that they were involved in. If people are shouting, impeach the president, that is within their right. But if people are shouting and taking action and funding groups that are espousing the ideology of death to America, that's different.
More details at srnnews.com.